This is WMFO in Medford, and you're listening to Don't Make Me Dance. With Spanish Bombs from Tijuana No. Before that, you listened to the Buttertones' Orpheus Under the Influence. This is DJ JD Acker and WMFO in Medford.
It's a fancy town where the girls play down what they wear. They got their heads tied up. But you left here years ago.
This next track is from my friend John Merfeld, and it reminds me of the tone of the previous.
My neck does the work of holding up this huge head. And all I've done to thank it is shove viruses down there. My eyes split the profits 60-40, 'cause the left one doesn't try. And the only way I've thanked them is with shampoo dripping from my hair. My deck is a nod to those who don't believe in me. Confirming their suspicions about the way I'm bound to fall. My children are immortal, they'll be a laughingstock when everyone's gone. But if nobody's around, can anything be funny at all? Closer and fuck me harder, but can't you see that I'm not getting smarter? Your throat is a boat, a landing pad for my tongue. It absorbs my failures faster than my brain can spit them out. You shine like a diamond, but you shatter when the room is too bright. So the irony's not lost when you tell me not to turn on the light. Somebody's late for 10:30 class. We talk too fast for closer and fuck me harder, but can't you see that I'm not getting smarter? Call me out and don't do it gently, but I heard you say you don't see this ending. If it hurts that bad, you can slice me up. Take the tonsils and give them a deadly cut. Somebody's late for 10:30 class. She walks too fast, but I'd love to be there.
That was John Merfeld's Tonsil off his album that came out this summer, which was called Above Ground Cool. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, and before that you had the Crystal Skulls, their 2005 album Block Numbers, with the track Away From Home. So, picking up the pace today, trying to keep everybody's energy up as the finals approach, and we have a mix of tunes from funk to some oldies today that I'm excited to share, and glad to have you here on this ride with me at WMFO in Medford. I'll be here and am here for the next 2 weeks until I leave for break December 17th, and then some loyal community member or fellow DJ will take my spot, hopefully, and fill this slot with equally great content, if you consider this to be such. So you're gonna go on this ride with me today, and I think I'm going to intermittently slip in some things from a reading that I was doing for my, well, I don't even need to preface it beyond the fact that it's Jonathan Burrows, this amazing contemporary / modern dancer. And he has this entire book / manual on how to approach dance. And I think it's applicable to any design or creative process or problem solving process. So, you know, you can replace the word dance with whatever you're struggling with, but I just found it to be totally freeing in and lighthearted and useful at the same time, the approach. So to begin is the chapter on principles, and I'll read a few. Let us begin with the idea that you know how to dance. Training is only sometimes a bonus. We usually don't know what we're doing, and I could have chosen many other possible ways to reassure me for one moment that it's all right to begin. It's hard to begin, and this is just one way of beginning. And so then he goes on to list some principles, and some of my favorites were deciding not to have any principle is also a principle. Deciding just to dance and follow your intuition is also a principle. The only question is this: whichever way you're working, is this the way you want to work? It's just work. Do whatever you need to do. I find it useful once I've begun to make a note of some other thoughts that might help me as I go along. This is what I thought. Work for only 1 hour at a time and don't judge it for at least a week. Make one part at a time and then put it down and start the next bits freshly. The next bit should start from where the last bit ended, but feel free to go somewhere new. Each thought will suggest the next, and I will stop when there are no more thoughts. Start at the beginning and go forwards. Say the stupid thought. I borrowed this principle from the scientist Francis Crick, who along with James Watson discovered the double helix form of DNA in 1953. Crick used the following principle in his laboratory: that if anyone had an idea, no matter how stupid they thought it might be, they must say it. There is no shame in floating a stupid idea, but no umbrage was to be taken if the other person said it was stupid. Francis Crick also said this: it's true that by blundering about what we stumbled on that was called gold, but the fact remains that we were looking for gold. A principle is a way to make a map where no map exists. The landscape is there already, but a map might help you decide where to go. Entering the landscape without a map is also fine, so long as that's what you want to do. There is no best way to work. It's just a way to work. If it doesn't work, drop it. And so that's his chapter on principles, and I hope to share a few more little sections with you this morning, but hopefully it's a good reminder to you all that don't be so serious, and kind of this process of discovering and undiscovering what quote-unquote works is so important, to realize that there's no right answer. There's no right answer to how to approach, to how to form, to how to move forward, regardless of what popular culture might tell you. So I am going to play a track off one of my favorite albums when I was growing up, Tender Buttons, and then we'll go into some funk and oldies and see where we go from there. So stay tuned. This is WMFO in Medford. You're listening to Don't Make Me Dance with DJ JD Acker.
Michael, 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 I'll draw my my money. You know I'm through with buzz. Yes, I'm through with buzz. All right. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. It's not very funny. You know I'm through with buzz. Yes, I'm through with buzz. All right.
More Burrows. Preparing to work is a tricky thing. It's easy to do much and fix your expectations too strongly. And at the same time, a certain amount of preparation can be very helpful in the stressful context of a dance studio. See also studios. Even a little of this devotion delivers one from great fear, the Bhagavad Gita, translated from the original Sanskrit. This concept from yogic philosophy is endlessly useful to dancers, releasing us from the desire to do everything fully, which in the end, too often stops us from doing anything at all. Even a little is enough. This goes for exercise as well as it goes for making something. Even a little is enough. Are you enjoying it? It shouldn't be a chore. The choreographer Neil Greenberg said this, "For me, the best kind of workshop is the kind that takes the least preparation. No preparation is also preparation, as long as it's the way you need to work right now. To arrive at the decision to make no preparation is also an action that can focus the mind. Sometimes 1 hour a day might be enough. 3 hours is certainly plenty. Some people love to work all day. How much time have you got? Maybe that's the right amount of time. Making decisions and learning sequences can take as long as you've got. Trust your boredom. One thing a day might be enough. A thing is whatever you want a thing to be. Knowing when to stop working is as important as working. Dancers are very disciplined people, but sometimes having the discipline to stop is the greatest discipline. Begin with one idea. The next, if there is a next, can't be visible now. Think again, start again. Concentrate on what you're doing and let the bigger picture take care of itself. It's only work. Now it's time for a public service announcement. Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transit. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. That's a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Yeah, I love walking. I walk to Harvard Square all the time. So that's my plug for that. Events going on this week. There's senior night tonight, so that should be fun, but open to the community. There's an Apple Jam show on Saturday night. WMFO will be providing some equipment for that, and there'll be a good amount of Tufts bands playing in the Crane Room on Tufts campus starting at 9 p.m. on Saturday. You've listened to Toots and the Maytals' Funky Kingston. Before that, you had Dare, cover of the Gorillaz song Dare by Hiatus Coyote, and I absolutely love her. She recently was featured in a website specifically dedicated to the best of the best with what's happening with female artists, and she commented on the fact that it's just so backwards that that website would even have to exist, and that she still has to defend and talk about what it means to be a woman, a successful musician that is female, and those qualifications and how they affect her work. So that was an interesting little interview. I encourage you guys to check it out. If you just Google Hiatus Coyote, female musician, it should show up because it's her most recent thing. And I think it's called Dare the Sound or something. You had Through with Buzz by Steely Dan. And off Tender Buttons, I played Broadcast, Michael Grammer. We have about a half hour left, and I'm going to try to mix in as much as we can, and I hope you've been enjoying it so far. If you're just tuning in right now, this is Don't Make Me Dance with DJ JD Acker, and we're all completely stressed, all of us. So I've been trying to share some of Jonathan Burrows' writing and thought patterns and taking my own spin on it, and I encourage you all in a Nietzschean kind of way to chew or spit it out as you please, and keep on listening to my show. If that also pleases you, I'm going to be here for 2 more weeks, and after that, you'll get a break from me until January. But if you ever have any suggestions, songs, news, updates, whatever it may be, the station line is 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-WMFO. And you can reach us at that line. You can also look at the online archives to my show after the fact at WMFO.org and access the archives by clicking on the schedule tab. Beyond that, I have just been loving the 12 Bar Blues kind of rendition. So I've been getting back into Steely Dan, and I also have some Led Zeppelin coming up later on, and kind of re-experiencing what it means to mesh together different sounds and be remembered as having distinctly your own. So I think that's also promising in terms of being able to do something without the pressure of originality. This is from Jorge Ben-Hor.
Bebete vambora. Já está na hora.
Bebete, vambora. Já está na hora.
Olha que o galo cantou. O sol vai raiar. E você não parou de sambar. Eu sei que você me é fiel, mas é que os vizinhos já estão a olhar e falar. Eu sou o seu homem e você minha mulher. Mas quem não chora não mama. E o nosso neném tá chorando querendo mamar. E você sabe muito bem que logo mais eu tenho que trabalhar.
Já não posso mais chegar atrasado. E tem que pensar em faltar.
Pois o novo gerente não é lá do meu amigo. E depois como é que eu posso comprar, estando a perigos, novas sandálias pra você sambar. Bebete, oh Bebete.
Bebete, bom, bom.
Bebete. Cantou e o sol vai raiar. Você não parou de sambar. Eu sei que você me é fiel, mas é que os vizinhos já estão a olhar e falar. Eu sou o seu homem, você minha mulher. Mas quem não chora não mama. O nosso neném tá chorando querendo mamar. E você sabe muito bem que logo mais eu tenho que trabalhar.
Já não posso mais chegar atrasado.
Pois o novo gerente não é lá muito meu amigo. E depois como é que eu posso comprar, estando a perigos, novas sandálias pra você sambar. Bebete, oh, Bebete.
Bebete, vambora. Vambora, está na hora.
any day now. I will hear you say goodbye, my love, and you'll be on your way. Then my wild, beautiful bird, you will have flown. Oh, any day now, I'll be all alone.
Are you doing what you want to do, or are you following your habits? Maybe following your habits is the right thing to do. Habits are the thing you do when they have repeated so often that their action is rendered unconscious and the meanings and feelings attached to them become less visible to you. One way to approach your habits might be to consciously break them down or push them away. Another approach, however, might be to try to render them visible again, enough that the meanings and feelings are rediscovered and what has been taken for granted is cherished. Try making a peace using only your habits. The paradox is that when I accept that all I can do is the old ideas, the habits, then I relax. And when I relax, then without thinking, I do something new. Repetition is a device to emphasize or erode something by showing it more than once. It is a moment of recognition for the audience in a sea of change. Repetition also arrives at rhythm. The composer Morton Feldman told this story. Samuel Beckett, not in everything he does, but in a lot of things he does, he would write something in English, translate it into French, then translate the thought back into English that conveys that thought. There's something peculiar. I can't catch it. Finally, I see that every line is really the same thought said in another way, and yet the continuity acts as if something else is happening. Nothing else is happening. And that's from Morton Feldman's Darmstadt lecture. See also continuity. This is another example of a principle for working. When you repeat a material, try changing it on two parameters. This is a trick to make the audience care what happens next. If your material was to jump, the repeat could change direction, bend low, and jump. It's hard to find a reason to jump. Sometimes it's finding a reason to dance at all that's really hard. And it goes in to talk more about repetition. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. I have about 13 minutes left. And we're going to do two manipulations of a 12-bar blues, one with Steely Dan and another with Led Zeppelin. So stay tuned with DJ JD Acker. This is Don't Make Me Dance, and I'll be here next week at 10 a.m. on Thursday. So check it out.
Your big debut is like confounded bridge.
Where is that bridge? This is my bridge into the last two songs. After this, you have Chuck Morse, An Hour of Talk, and I'll see you next week at 10 a.m. You just listened to Led Zeppelin off Houses of the Holy, The Crunge, and Peg from Steely Dan off their beautiful Aha. So stay tuned. Hopefully we'll fit in two more, and then you've got An Hour of Talk, as I mentioned. This is WMFO in Medford. Stay tuned.
California, I hope that it
protects you from all of the darkness that I couldn't break through. 'Cause I'm gonna miss you, I'm gonna miss you, I'm gonna miss you, I'm gonna miss you. Like I miss the ocean when I go to sleep. Man, it's gonna break.